You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
There's a dude a couple years ago, we all thought he was crazy, because he quit his job and he decided he was going to open a coffee shop. Dude was pretty successful, but he was like done with it.
Okay.
And decided he was going to open like one of the chain coffee shops.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A couple years later, I think he has four now. He's doing fairly well.
Yeah,
it's paid off for him. But if you've ever wondered how much that would cost you to open your own chain restaurant, they looked at a bunch of different franchises. And spoiler alert, it's not cheap. I will say some of them were cheaper than I expected. Like, by far the most expensive is McDonald's. You have to pay 40% of the initial cost if it's a new location. So, a lot of money.
Mm.
And you need a net worth of at least $500,000 to even be considered to get a McDonald's franchise. Taco Bell, they want $45,000 up front, and you've got to have a net worth of $1.5 million. So, James, if you ever want your own Taco Bell, you need to get your net worth up to $1.5 million.
Well, I don't think I will ever own a Taco Bell. I'll just casually dine there.
Yeah.
I'll give them the money to make their millions.
7-Eleven, it all depends on where the 7-Eleven is. If it's like a busy downtown core, obviously the price jacked up. The average, though, more reasonable, about $200,000 to get started with your own 7-Eleven.
I know some people that have a couple 7-Elevens.
Mm.
It's like, it's a lot of work, man.
I would
that's
never
the
want
thing.
To have anything
like
to do
it's
with
a lot of
that.
Work and
like
it's
a lot of work.
People are always going to try and rip you off.
Right. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's very hard. You almost have to have like a whole family that says, all right, we're all going to do
it. Like
we're
nothing in the
this.
History of man other than maybe banks has been robbed more than 7-Eleven.
Exactly.
Super
Stella
crazy.
Wanted, that's what Stella wanted for a bit. She wanted to open a 7-Eleven, I think, just because of Slurpees.
Yeah. Let me know. We have a sit-down talk, and I'll scare her straight about what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
I told her.
Convenience stop industry.
Exactly. I told her. I was like, listen, you have to deal that. With. These
like
places
the
get robbed.
James scared Stella straight.
Out of a 7-Eleven.
I mean, I am
one
of
a 7-Eleven. Do you know what that requires?
Yeah.
You think it's a joke?
You gotta hire people to work all night. They're not responsible.
You think it's fun making Slurpees? You think this is fun?
Addicted to drugs.
You start smoking cigarettes like you wouldn't believe. Then you're gonna get sick.
Yep.
You're going to lose your mind. You're going to become depressed. Fantasies about suicide, swan dives.
Oh, no.
But you're the owner.
Thank you, James. No, that's what I need.
That'll change Stella.
Yeah,
I did. I just told her that they get robbed occasionally. She was like, oh, forget it.
Yeah, it was easy.
That's all she needed.
Talk her out of it.
No, oh, she didn't need a scared straight
Yeah,
talk.
She's like, oh, that's fine.
It's not just
Slurpees
pooping on the floors.
Yeah, yeah.
She's just hang out that. In one for more than 5 minutes. You won't want to do that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't. I can only take about 6.5.
Someone said two customers at my work had done very well opening franchises. One has like 10 McDonald's and another has 16 Dunkin' Donuts. They're both driving $300,000 Aston Martins.
Jesus Christ.
Well, yeah, but at the same time, you're like... You're running 10 McDonald's, you're running 16 Dunkin' Donuts. I mean,
that's a lot.
There's a lot to it. I mean, I guess when you figure it out and you know the
just
deal.
The stress of it.
I'd just like to someday get a Jack in the Box.
What?
Get my hands on a Jack in the Box.
What about KFC? Would you want your own KFC?
No,
would that be too
I can't. That side's too close to the.
Dead.
I can't work
with my right after.
I can't work with my lover.
Yeah, exactly.
My lover.
I don't want to go like, to work with my lover.
Crack addict selling crack.
Right.
Yeah. That's why I could never have a Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
I'd be 700 pounds.
I'd be like, where I run a giant ship by the, like 3 weeks in.
So,
we got some extra laying around here, guys.
I lost my ass because I ate everything.
For KFC, you need $20,000 down, but you have to have $1.5 million net worth in order to qualify to buy one.
No, it's a tough. That's a tough one to make work.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the weird thing: Burger King. You just need $15,000 up front.
Yeah,
that's it. But Burger King requires your net worth be at least $3 million.
Is that because of you got to like keep it afloat for a while or something?
Yeah, like because it'll probably go
Tate's up in the first 2 years.
That's right. You know,
yeah.
And the thing is, though, so that includes all the franchise fees, anything like that. Like, that's it. Because I know that it was like Krispy Kreme and like Cold Stone and stuff like that. They have like franchise fees. You have to like pay them a certain amount of money to even open.
Every month you pay.
Right.
They take a cut of whatever you take.
But I know that, remember when like Starbucks got huge and then they closed a ton of places? It was because like each person that opened one up had to give them like, and I'm making numbers up, right? But they had to give them like $300,000 or $150,000.
Right.
And then they didn't care that you closed down after that.
No, they just took your money.
They got your money already. Yeah. So, like, their profits looked fine.
Yeah.
Sonic, they want $45,000 up front and $1 million in assets. Subway, you don't have to have any net worth to open a Subway, but they'll get you from anywhere from $140,000 to $340,000 right out of the gate.
Jesus.
But they don't care about your net worth. Wendy's is one of the biggest. Believe it or not, I don't know why, but they want $2 million up front and a $5 million net worth for you to get a Wendy's.
For no one to go there?
Well, Wendy's does pretty
Wendy's
well.
Is kick ass.
Wendy's is pretty
Wendy's.
Well, but why
I love
are they
Wendy's too?
Why are they so much more than every other franchise?
Chuck, you don't like Wendy's?
No, I do.
Terrible.
No, I like Wendy's.
That's a funny thing. Good. I love Wendy's.
I haven't been there in years, but
yeah,
I love
burgers. It used to be like Dave Thomas used to kick ass for Wendy's.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Arby's, you need $315,000 to get started and a net worth of $1 million. And for Chick-fil-A, their down payment is only $10,000. They don't really say too much about net worth, but they're super selective. They go through your entire profile.
Oh, and, sure. Well, they want only the
with you as a person. Jesus. They want owners that are hands-on. Like, you've got to be in there every day. You can't just buy it, open it, and let someone run it for you.
Yeah.
Mm. You got to be a part of it.
Yeah.
Chicken and Jesus.
Chicken and Jesus.
Exactly. There's a lot of Jesus steps to take, you know? You're going to pass around
Do
a Jesus
hoops. Chicken and Jesus?
Well, Chick-fil-A might be right for you. Chicken Jesus.
Chicken and Jesus.
How
chicken
of the Lord. Gay people. You got a lot of questions you got to ask.
Mm-hmm. This is what about Steak and Shake? I need about $17, I think.
Yeah, what did you shake? They'll just give you one.
Well, what it seems like, though, with all this stuff is I don't know how anyone's making any money.
Yeah, I don't know. Somehow they do.
Like, how's anyone making any money?
You well, a lot of people are doing
I think
these...
the key is you got to buy more than one. That's what this guy that years ago that, you know, just did this a couple years ago said that you just got to, once you start accumulating them, that's when you start making.
Right.
Yeah, because the first couple just are like so much work.
Yeah.
You've got to, so you have like a manager then in charge of, right? That's what this guy does. He has like a guy that takes care of pretty much everything for him.
See, that's the way to do it if you can. You pay like a badass to do it.
Yeah, so you have to have a ton of money already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you just invest.
So, rich people get richer.
Right.
It's a story of that.
What a weird thing.
Yeah, rich people get richer.
I never would have thought.
Buddy of mine owns 5 Little Caesars. It's $500,000 up front on his last purchase. He's going to be rolling in the money when they're all paid off. And this guy is actually a franchise consultant. Each package comes with different things like training included, how many locations, that kind of thing. So if you were thinking about getting into the restaurant game.
Yeah.
I'm not.
That's
no.
How much you leave. No, never. My uncle owned a couple of restaurants in Ireland. And I just remember the nightmare he would have all the time.
Yeah.
People stealing, people not showing up.
Yeah. Oh, that's, it sucks.
Someone breaking in. You know, like there's always something he'd have to go and do in the middle of the night.
To me, though, it makes way more sense to get into like the restaurant / fast food game than it is to be like, hey, I'm going to open up a Gap.
Oh, God.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I don't think they're franchised.
I mean, I'm just like, whenever someone opens a store,
that's crazy.
I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, the only store
you're doing
the only store you should ever, ever open is a Halloween store.
That's about it.
Work for 2 months a year.
Yeah. I want to be a parking lot baron.
I just own a bunch of parking lots.
Yeah.
A baron.
I was listening to a lot of stuff about the upcoming, you know, AI taking everyone's jobs, how there's going to, like, all these retail jobs are going to be gone, all these truck driving jobs, 49% of, it's insane. When this stuff goes away, what's going to happen? It's just insane. And I thought to myself, man, coming up with ideas for empty buildings. That's going to be like...
Oh, yeah. Repurposing, like malls that's gonna be and things the like thing. That. Yeah, absolutely.
Tear them down and rebuild something else.
I guess.
Farms and things will be big, I think.
Yeah.
There's a gigantic Sears near where we live that has been empty now for a long time. And they've been trying to figure out what to do with it. They just can't. It's so, these stores were so gigantic.
Well, then one can afford. Yeah. Like you.
One single tenant. And then even if you break it up, what do you put in there?
Yeah.
Some of them are turning them in. Like there's a mall in Michigan, Fairlane Mall, where they turned like an old department store into offices for Ford.
Yeah.
Right.
If you can get someone like that, you're golden.
Right.
They need a lot of space. But those are rare, I would assume. And then those places probably want to build custom, you know, specific to what they want, not be attached to a mall.
Yeah. Yeah, I think a lot of those places are just going to become like where we go to fight mutants and things.
Well, I was thinking of that. I'm like, are they all just going to be paintball places where it's like urban paintball laser setups, tag. Laser tag, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah. How many of those do we need?
I mean, that's the problem, right?
Every city should have at least 19 laser tags.
Yeah, look into how bad it's going to get. It's not good.
No, not I'm good. Sure. People I'm sure. We're just at the beginning of it right now.
People should start thinking.
It's funny because when I moved into my area like 10 years ago, there was nothing, like, you know, because the economy was horrible, but there was a lot of stores were closed and everything. But now, like, people are putting stores back up. Like, and then it's working.
It's crazy.
It is depends, for now.
You know, it depends on what you.
What blew my mind
and where.
Is I just read that they're planning to build the world's biggest new mall in Miami.
Oh my God.
Well, okay.
Whoa, that's risky.
I know.
Wow, what balls they have.
That's insane.
We're going to open up a mall in 2019.
The thing Jesus. About it, I mean, I guess if you're in a city that's gigantic,
touristy,
you can handle it, but like the local mall in a smaller town, all dead, man.
Right.
It's not dead yet, but it is
the American dream. It'll be the largest mall in America. It's coming to Miami. It's going to span 6 million square feet. The $4 billion retail and entertainment complex will be twice the size of the nation's current largest mall, the King of Prussia Mall in Montgomery, Pennsylvania. I always thought the Mall of America.
I thought that too. Yeah, Pennsylvania has the biggest mall.
I have no idea.
Yeah, what happened to, when did it dethrone the Mall of America?
Never heard of the other mall.
So they're going to do, it's not just, I mean, I guess they realize they can't just have stores. They're having like an indoor, it's going to be very, I think, Asian, like Asian places have this. There's going to be an indoor ski slope.
Yeah.
You know,
but that's
park.
The thing. That's how you make a mall work.
Attraction.
Right? You know what I mean? It's an attraction. It's not just a collection of stores anymore, or it'll fail. That's why the 80s mall would work.
Plus, in a place like Miami, there's so much cash there.
Yeah.
A lot of people have a lot of money in Miami.
Yeah.
So a place
could be
like
a
that could
submarine
work.
Ride, indoor ski slope, water park, theme park, sports complex, outdoor fishing and theaters. So they have all sorts of stuff, but they are calling it the new world's biggest mall.
It's like the craziest thing to convince a bank to give you that much money for.
Like, you want a what? Mall.
A mall.
I want to open up the biggest blockbuster video you've ever seen, ever.
Roller coasters, water slides, submarine rides, a gondola ride, go-karts,
fountains,
putt-putt golf.
Bowling,
skydiving, rock climbing,
wave pools,
bungee jumps, Ferris wheel.
All around a blockbuster.
Bumper cars. We're talking full bumper cars.
Yeah. It's great.
Oh, my goodness. All right, well.
And a big VHS section.
Yeah,
huge. Yeah, for sure.
The world's largest VHS collection. I don't think that part will do well. Maybe the other stuff will take on. But yeah, look for the world's biggest mall coming soon to Miami.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
The last thing you'd expect when an old gray-haired broad asked if you needed help with your groceries is that she was trying to rob you. But that's exactly what happened to a woman in Riverview, Michigan. This grandma robbed her when she tried to help.
Bitch.
Here's the story of what happened from WJBK Fox 2 News.
It appeared to be a kind and simple gesture. A woman somewhere between 65 and 70 years old offers to help another woman about her age carry her groceries into her apartment building in Riverview. It happened last Monday afternoon. Police say she reluctantly agreed.
Like somebody stopping to help you fix your car when it's broke down.
According to the police report, she even told the stranger she was lonely as they were talking. But then things took a turn. It all happened so quickly. The woman says she put her bag down on a chair and then turned around to start unloading groceries. That's when she suddenly realized that the stranger was gone. She hadn't even said goodbye. So the woman then turned around and she started to look through her handbag a short time later and realized her wallet was missing. Inside the wallet, $325.
You can't trust anybody nowadays.
Catch you off guard.
Yeah.
Especially two senior citizens, one robbing the other.
They don't care. They don't care anymore. It's dog eat dog. Worse than ever. Don't surprise me. Really don't.
No, it's sad. This guy.
This guy, they let him go a little too
this guy. He got here. Dark with it.
He's got a white female, 5'3", about 65 to 70 years old, with shoulder length gray hair and a medium build. If you think you've seen this woman, please call Riverview Police.
Oh, yeah. If you see a grandma, call the cops.
Yeah, yeah. I always do.
He does. He calls the cops so much.
I'd like to report. I'm like the. I do the reverse on him. I keep an eye on them.
Yeah, exactly. There's a grandma here. I want cops here right away.
Dude, grandma walking around my neighborhood.
She looks just like that grandma that robbed that lady.
I think you should shake her down.
I think you should come and just knock her right over.
Grandma, I'm pretty sure selling drugs across the street from me.
There she is, boys.
Just keep getting their houses raided.
That'd be a twist, huh?
It would.
All of a sudden, their lives are all turned upside down because
we're
people
spying on
keep
them.
Watching them. They're watching their every move.
I've reverse nosied them. I'll get you,
guys. I don't know. My life is terrible now.
Everybody's
constantly being watched.
Being harassed,
shut down.
You wouldn't expect, though, a woman 70 gray hair to rob you.
You know what, though? No. You shouldn't expect anyone to want to help you carry your groceries and then come inside your house. Someone wants to come inside your house. No, I got it from here. Drop them on the porch. Thanks for bringing them to the porch.
It's lonely.
Yeah.
Well, no, but it wasn't the girl. It was the girl who said she was lonely was the one who was robbing. She was like using
the manipulation.
Yeah, she was like, I'm so lonely. And then, you know, and then she was like, oh, come on in then. Jeez. But the girl knew she was reluctant. This, you cannot ignore
your
that part of your brain.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, your instinct. Even if it's a grandma, she still could be just a dirty, filthy bitch of a woman. Which she was.
Yeah.
She took that woman's wallet. All right. So if your dog's life is in trouble, if you're an animal lover of any kind, of course, you got to try and save the dog, even if it means doing this. There's a guy in Southwest Florida in Nogales who heard some noises coming from the canal behind his house. And when he got out there, he saw his chocolate lab was in the canal and a 9-foot gator was trying to chomp down on it.
Oh, God.
Well, it sucks. But
this guy didn't hesitate. Yeah. He jumped right into the canal and pried the gator's jaws open to try and rescue his dog. They spoke to say that, but he's got something going on. Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission spokesperson. I will warn you in advance. He speaks a little differently.
Yeah.
But he describes, or tries to, what happened here. Take a listen.
Boy.
He got injured either prying the mouth open. Still kind of sketchy of how he got it, but it was from the alligator itself. But whether it was bit or scratched up during the event, but he did receive minor injuries.
I saw the gator.
Whoa. Yeah, she's got Cyclops glasses.
Was that guy just nervous?
No, that's probably
his voice.
He's got that voice.
He's got the squeak voice.
I've got a bad gate. It's
all tight in there.
Yeah, it's real tight. You can't get air out.
You shouldn't be the spokesperson then. I'm sorry. You can't.
I think he's the perfect spokesperson.
It sounded like it hurt.
He got injured either prying the mouth open or it's still kind of sketchy of how he got it, but it was from the alligator itself. But whether it was bit or scratch up during the event. Minor injuries.
I'm not sure if it was an alligator or the... He got scratched up during the event, but hurt him somehow. I'm an official spokesman for the Florida Game and Wildlife Commission.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
It took me off, caught me off guard this morning when I first watched this.
Then that lady has Cyclops visor.
So then this next person, this bystander, I guess, she does have Cyclops glasses on. She's an older bride.
She has the glasses of a 16-year-old child on.
Yes.
Anyways, or 80s wrestler.
Macho man.
She's got like Bret the Hitman Hart glasses.
She does.
Let's hear what she has to say.
I saw the gator on Sunday. I had a friend come over Monday and build this fence because I have two dogs had to be able to let them out. It was scary. It was very scary.
And that gator was caught just 10 minutes before we came on air tonight. FWC tells us it was 9 feet and 9 inches long. Wow. A Sarasota man is...
Okay, but did the dog die?
The guy jumped into the canal. They pried the gator's jaws open to rescue his dog. As soon as he got the jaws loose, he grabbed his dog and pulled him to safety. But they both got injured. Luckily, they're both going to be okay. They did, as you just hear, trap that alligator and get it out of the canal. Oh, there's more tape of this guy. Do we want to hear more
from him? All kinds of wildlife here.
And I'm going to go back this way, and I have Lieutenant Gherkin with Florida Wildlife Commission on scene here. Lieutenant, thanks so much for taking some time out here. First off, just tell us exactly what happened.
The homeowner let the dog out. The dog jumped in the canal. The homeowner heard a commotion and ran out. Saw the alligator had the dog. He jumped in the canal, pried the alligator's mouth open, got the dog, and that's where we are now.
Okay, and the game.
So he, that's not nervous. No.
Just we'll find out he had something terrible go wrong.
Oh, of course.
From an old
injury
or something.
Yeah. Like cancer.
That lady has the whole look of the 80s wrestler, I think.
Dude Love shirt on.
Let's get me up. I want to look like Bret the Hitman Hart.
The best there ever will be.
Yeah. She just went in and went in for that style. So give me that.
Listen, I want you guys to look at me. Look at this. This is Bret the Hitman Hart.
Photo in.
I want to. Boom.
I think she looks like the Ultimate Warrior. She does.
I really want a pair of Macho Man Randy Savage sunglasses. Oh, yeah.
That is crazy.
They saw the gator, baby.
Starts cutting a promo on the alligator.
You see your crocodile.
All right, if you want to see what she looks like, twitter.com/DaveandChuck. We just tweeted out a picture of her, this woman we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
She just popped up in this news story, and she's got quite a look to her.
Ooh. Oh, my God. We got to pick your grandma up at the airport. What's she look like? Bret the Hitman Hart.
A blonde-haired Bret the Hitman Hart. You'll notice her because she looks just like the Hitman.
Oh, there she is.
Yeah. She kind of looks like an elderly Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels meets Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is a look.
She'll be wearing some Cyclops glasses. So.
Oh, sweet shit music.
Yes, indeed. Go twitter.com/Dave and Chuck if you want to see this lady that we're talking about right now.
She's got she's got baseball Oakleys on. That's what she has on.
Yeah.
It's baseball Oakleys.
They're crazy.
And so it's a weird look. Like a she looks like Ricky Henderson.
Quick, the news is here. Give me my glasses.
She has Ricky Henderson's glasses on. Probably got them from spring training in 86.
Oh, it's a look.
I love him. I love Ricky.
A beam of light shoots from my eyes if I don't have these.
It's true. I'd take them off, but I'd kill everyone. Laser beams. A real problem.
You got a bad case of laser eyes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do.
Wish I didn't. Look into the eyes of my lover.
Exactly right. Everything's always a little dim.
Oh, goodness.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Maybe, I mean, I don't. There's really no explaining this other than maybe Lindsay Lohan's just getting big in Saudi Arabia right now.
Maybe.
Maybe she's or at the peak of her fame.
Maybe she's just now just a prostitute.
Perhaps, Chuck. Perhaps.
I guess that's the other thing. Right.
But if I'm the crown prince of Saudi Arabia, I could get the best prostitutes in the world.
I think you just, I'm pretty sure you're banging just whoever.
Mohammed,
who knows what you're doing.
Mohammed bin Salman, who goes by MBS.
Uh huh. He's the guy who allegedly might have murdered that dude.
Suspect number one in the brutal murder of
journalist guy.
Yikes.
Apparently still a hit with the ladies because he's the crown prince of Saudi Arabia.
Sure.
Well, he's been spending time with Lindsay Lohan. There's a picture of them there. He's been flying her around in his jets and showering her with presents, including a gift wrap credit card with no limit.
Wow. That's how to get me.
Chuck will do whatever you like.
Yep.
I'll date him too.
Yeah.
No limit credit card. Yep. Friends of Lindsay say they've constantly seen them texting each other. They met, I guess, at a Formula One race about a year ago. Lindsay's friends say it's not just this prince. I guess she's regularly courted by Middle Eastern dignitaries. They go crazy for her out there, they say.
Hmm. But she's a movie star. Well, she's an attainable movie star.
Yeah. Freaky Friday must have just came out over there.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she's just become big there.
Her and Jamie Lee Curtis are the number one babes.
I think it's probably more to do with, like, Margot Robbie isn't going to bang the crown prince of Saudi Arabia. Like, she's not. She's, like, probably not going to do that.
No, but
you
Lindsay Lohan.
Because he, like, maybe murdered a guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, but Lindsay Lohan, she's attainable. Like, listen, if one of us had enough money, we could probably have sex with Lindsay Lohan. She's nuts. Yeah. She's out there, man.
Yeah, she's on drugs. And
she's nuts. If you have the right drugs and you're at the right bar one night.
Is she, you think, the most famous celebrity you could have sex with if you have money? Like female celebrity.
Oh, man.
I'm trying to think of people that
probably
have
the highest.
Down.
The highest. Oh, God.
Because she was, there's no doubt that Lindsay Lohan was, you know,
probably
incredibly famous.
Yeah, she probably is, right? Like, she's the one person who's been, I guess, has the highest fame to highest chance you could have sex with her.
Right. Mm. because of fame slash hard times slash
just poor life choices, trouble. Like just disaster. You know, I would have thought at one time like Paris Hilton might have been heading that way, but she didn't. Like it.
No, but Lindsay Lohan to me is more famous than Lindsay Lohan actually did
was
stuff,
in movies.
Right?
Yeah.
Paris Hilton was just a whore.
Yeah.
She was just a famous whore. Lindsay Lohan was actually a famous actress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I think she's probably it. I mean, I don't know what other famous actress you'd think you could meet and actually do.
Like maybe Denise Richards.
Pamela, I think she wouldn't do it.
No, Pamela Anderson wouldn't do it.
Mm-mm. You know?
I'm trying to think of all the famous whores of days
past.
And
I mean, Lindsay Lohan probably doesn't bang you unless you're a billionaire. She probably has some kind of standards.
Wasn't she with some like Greek billionaire too?
Yeah, she likes billionaires.
Yeah.
She likes billionaires. She likes money, it turns out.
Yeah, that gets her. But yeah, so that it explains it maybe. She's the most attainable famous person you can have sex with.
Mm. And she'll have sex with you if you have enough money, I think.
I think she'll have sex with you if you have like half an eight ball of cocaine.
Well, it's possible. Like I said, if you have the right drugs on the right night.
Yeah.
You have a chance.
People are throwing some other names out there. Amanda Bynes. Oh, she's a nightmare, right? And she never had the fame of Lindsay Lohan.
I thought she turned it around.
Has she recently?
I think she went to school. Like she's in the process of turning it around right now.
Mm.
But she was a mess. But she was never even close to being the level of
fame
as
like
Lindsay Lohan.
Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon and maybe some Disney stuff. Kids films.
Oh, that's a great name.
Someone said Tara Reid.
Well.
Yeah, I thought of her, but.
She wasn't as famous as Lindsay Lohan either.
Yeah.
No, but at least she was in movies. And do you think you could? The thing is, I don't think you could bang her as easy as you could bang Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's a mess, too.
And she was dumb. Remember we interviewed her once? She was super dumb.
Yeah.
But she also thought very highly of herself.
Yeah.
And so if you think very highly of yourself, well, then maybe you won't just go for a run-of-the-mill dude.
You guys are missing Miley Cyrus. No, we're not.
Oh, Miley Cyrus.
She's still famous. She's never do
loaded
that.
And has a hot husband.
Isn't she doesn't need
the Thor,
randos.
The Thor brother, right?
Yeah, the brother of Thor.
The Odin son himself.
Yeah.
Jessica Biel or Jessica Alba? No, are you kidding? First of all, Jessica Alba is incredible. I couldn't believe how much Jessica Alba has made off her businesses. She's an incredibly smart businesswoman.
Yeah. She won't even take her top off in a movie. No. She's not going to bang random guys at a bar.
More money of her business than she ever did at acting.
They don't get it. They don't get that it has to be someone who was famous that you actually really could have sex with.
Yeah.
Like you really could make it happen.
Britney Spears? No. She's still famous.
Well, no, she's famous and has a lot of money, but she got with K-Fed, an upside.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there is a chance.
She's dating. She's dating her trainer. Yeah. You know, like
right. Like if you met her in the right circumstances, you can be just a normal guy and she might date you.
Yeah.
Courtney Love, someone said for free.
Courtney Love.
You might get Courtney Love if she's on enough drugs. Blossom. Oh, that chick. Wasn't she on the
Science
Show?
She's on the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
Blossom.
She's not going to do you. No matter how much cash you have.
No. Jennifer Love Hewitt is notorious for banging fanboys. I had such a thing for her.
Didn't
her
she?
Is that real?
Does she look different now?
I don't know.
I haven't seen her in a while.
I haven't.
I haven't thought about her.
I don't think she's banging fanboys. Jennifer Love Hewitt?
I don't think so.
No way.
I think she looks different now.
I think she started in Kids Incorporated.
What do you mean?
Maybe not.
I mean, she's a mom now, right? She's, sure, she's different.
Well, that's just not a very flattering
that's
photo.
Not great.
That is not a good photo. Oh.
No.
She's Jennifer Love's cheeseburger.
I haven't seen her in a while.
No, that's not.
That's her,
She's spending all that Ghost Whisperer money, huh?
Yeah, she's Jennifer Love's ice cream.
Please don't tell me that that's Photoshop and we're all buying it.
Does she have an Instagram?
Well, that won't give you an accurate picture of her, though.
True.
Oh, she's got a booty.
I know what she did last summer, and it was go for ice cream.
Every day.
Holy crap.
Well, come on, you guys. She's like, we're thinking of her as like a teenage star.
I know,
How old is she?
You're genetically gifted and you just don't expect the genetics to go away.
Well, but yeah, she didn't.
She's 40.
Life and babies and all that.
She just turned 40 this year.
Because here's the thing. And it's what we've talked about it before, where it's like, so you meet her and you have sex with 40-year-old, you know, Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can say, well, yeah, I had sex with Jennifer Love Hewitt, but it's not the same. Well, it's like Bridget Bardot.
Yeah.
You could go have sex with Bridget Bardot, who's 80 and gross. And then you could say for your whole life, yeah, I had sex with Bridget Bardot. She was the hottest chick in the world. She probably was the hottest chick in the world.
Had sex with her in 1960.
A baby or something. You know, like it could have been post-pregnancy.
Tabloids, you know, that's probably right after she had a baby.
People at their worst.
See, that's what you want.
This here?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the one you want,
of course.
That's
the one you'd prefer.
Sure, but you can't get that anymore. No one was able to get that.
No, and I still don't even think that you can. I mean, I think the thing that makes Lindsay Lohan attainable is that she's willing to, I guess anyone's willing to date a rich guy. But,
said Bam Margera, you could probably get.
You could.
You could probably get for a couple bucks.
I bet I could.
Or the right drugs.
If I had the right cocktail.
Get to find out if he bangs fanboys.
I love you, Bam. I used to have your shirts and your hats. I watch your TV shows and all of my DVD collection.
People are just throwing out random celebrities.
I know, because they don't get
it. Well, back to Jennifer Love
Hewitt. Oh, that's an interesting one. Heather Locklear, because she's a mess right now.
She is a mess. You could probably get her. But again, she looks like...
Hopefully she's doing better. We haven't heard about her in a while.
I think Lisa texted this in all caps. Jessica Biel is married to Justin Goddamn Timberlake.
Well, that was what was going through my head.
Is that person serious?
Yeah.
Lisa texted us in all caps.
It's my thoughts coming out in text.
Make sure it stood out. Yeah. Is that person serious? Mandy Moore? No, you can't.
The only thing Lisa would say is they don't get it. They just don't get it. They just aren't getting the questions. They don't understand.
What's it? How about male celebrities? Macaulay Culkin.
I like the way that person spelled Heather Locklear. Heather Locklear.
Locklear. Madonna.
Well, no, Charlie Sheen would have been for the guys.
Yasmin Bleeth from Baywatch.
Really? You think you can get Yasmin Bleeth?
Who's the one that you liked?
Carmen Electra.
Carmen Electra. You think you could get her for the right figure?
Well, she went girls for a little bit.
Mm. Who's she with now? I haven't heard about her.
Is she still with the singer?
I don't know.
You know,
Dave.
No.
Rod. No. Girl. Female.
What?
Oh,
she went lady?
I love rock and roll chick.
Joan Jett?
Joan Jett. She was with Joan Jett.
Well, where did I miss that?
I forgot about that.
Those two were slapping clams?
They were.
Oh, yep. There we go. Clam slapping. Okay, that's her, now. She still looks great.
Of course.
I got to say, she still looks great. These are pictures from this year.
I mean, she's built by man.
Well, yes. But she, man did good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I spoke like a gay man.
Man do good job on her. Man do good job on her.
Like a boob.
Good job, man.
Good job.
Yeah, I mean, she's Carmen Electra, but I mean, she's had, Dennis Rodman, Joan Jett.
Dave Navarro.
I mean, I'd just shake her hand and let her know. Let her down.
She's had the oral skills of Joan Jett.
Yeah, exactly.
She said Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, she said some intimidating lovers.
Yeah.
David Spade, she went out with.
Mm. Are you kidding me? For God's sakes, how did David Spade?
He's got one of the biggest dongers.
Heather Locklear went out with David Spade too.
Well, that's how it kicked it off, right?
Kesha, someone said. Courtney Cox, you might be able to get. She's looking off these days too.
Heather Graham seems approachable.
I don't even think.
I love Heather Graham.
Heather Graham, that's funny. Heather Graham seems approachable.
But I guess there's a few. We still think, out of all those, Lindsay Lohan's at the top of the list. The biggest star
people
you could get.
People are saying Olsen twins. Oh, don't they have like $1 billion?
Yeah, they're unbelievable. People don't know. People just don't know.
People just...
I think they're just texting in names of people that were famous in the past.
Right.
Yeah.
They don't get the question.
No. They just don't understand. They don't get it.
They're not getting it.
Somebody said Dave went full Gronk over Carmen Electra.
Oh, did a good job of her. Oh.
Man made good her.
Oh, well.
Carmen Electra banged Prince for a while?
Yeah.
Well, I saw that's, her you can't list. Have any. Had, if Prince has banged someone, you can't bang them after.
Yeah. Her list is it's wild. Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, she's nuts, though. I mean, she's a sexual
animal. Joan
Jett's
the only woman on there. I don't know who she's with now.
Oh.
Also available. Keep that in mind.
That I will.
Carmen available.
But she likes rock stars and, like, out there people. Mm-hmm. You know, you'd have to be bringing something crazy to the table.
Yeah, you would for
Prince.
Sure.
Prince, Dennis Rodman. Jesus.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.